Welcome to Collaboration is Queen, a New World Women production. I'm your host, Dawn Morningstar, one of three co-founders of New World Women. Sean Vougeot, Mecca Page, and I have collaborated to co-create New World Women, a women's organization that shares profits with women to reward them for expanding their consciousness and nurturing themselves. Our unique offering supports women's self-empowerment and economic sufficiency, and it emerged out of a respectful, inclusive, co-creative process based on collaboration at every turn. And fun. Yes, there was lots of fun. The three of us are often overheard saying, collaboration is queen. We invite you to welcome more collaboration into your life, knowing that you don't have to do it alone, whatever it is for you. Dust off your crown and enjoy. And always remember, collaboration is queen.
Well, we are in for a very special evening, a very special treat this evening. Terry Allred is a certified spiritual coach and Enneagram facilitator, Reiki master, restorative justice facilitator, life coach, and hypnotherapist. She's certified in deep streaming facilitation, neuro-linguistic programming, emotional freedom technique, and time integrations for maximum empowerment. All of these modalities enhance her lifelong work in trauma recovery, spiritual development, and leadership. Welcome, Terry. Go ahead and unmute yourself. We're so happy that you're here.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
It's a joy. It really is. So your path and mine has been around for a while now, yeah, in different ways. And aren't we finding that many women are finding one another again or connecting in new ways that we really are gathering? And because of that, I want to ask you this question. What is your vision for women's self-empowerment or self-sovereignty? We've been kind of using those two phrases interchangeably. Over the next 5 to 10 years, what do you see for women over the next 5 to 10 years because of the work that you do, your own observations, and past experience?
Thank you so much for asking me this question. I have been really thinking lately and getting a lot of messages about moving beyond just making it and surviving to the realm of thriving. And when that message came to me, I started reflecting on my life's work, really with sexual assault survivors, domestic violence survivors, women who were facing adversity. And I realized that, you know, it's not enough just to get by, which sounds so obvious, right? But most of my career has been trying to help people go from a really bad situation to a better one. And I hope and believe in the next 5 to 10 years, hopefully tomorrow, hopefully as we continue to bring this light into the world, that people are going to find ways to really thrive and be their full selves, and that women are going to start prioritizing their own well-being and finding community. And so I know that's not anything radical, but in some ways it really is. It is for me because I spend so much time just helping people survive.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful, beautiful. I love that. Thank you for sharing that. And I know that we share that vision as well, to go beyond just simply surviving to thriving. And then when we're thriving, we can share our gifts with others. And that's when, you know, the world heals and the world goes beyond healing even to being happy and creative and abundant and all of those things. So I want to thank you on behalf of all of us in New World Women for all of the work that you have done over the years. It's really big and important work, and I know it came at a cost to you. And thank you for doing it, and thank you for continuing to expand the ways that you're serving. It's really beautiful. So for the next 30 minutes, you've got the floor, and then we'll take about a 5 or so minutes for people who might have questions or comments about what you are going to share. And then we'll move into having a beautiful raffle. We'll have some announcements first about what's coming up in New World Women and a raffle. And you are raffling, you've donated a whole hour of your time one-on-one live. We were talking about that. It's a really big deal. So thank you so much for that. And someone on the call tonight will win that. So anyway, the floor is yours, please.
You. Thanks, everybody. Okay, I'm starting my 30-minute timer right now. So in a little bit, if you hear a beep, it's because I trust myself. So thank you all so much for being here live. I know many of you are educators and women who stand in front of other people and share messages. And I know you probably realize how much it matters to have the energy of people live in the room. So I appreciate you coming. I realized that it was kind of a fancy pants name for this presentation. And I was explaining before everybody jumped on a call that it's not really a fancy pants presentation. It's actually going to be pretty fun. And we're going to talk about some, yes, business principles, they're really things that will be great for any of us, whether we're in business or not, to help guide our spiritual lives, our spiritual development. And so when I share my screen, which I'm going to do in just a minute, I won't be able to see the chat. I am going to encourage y'all to chat. And one of our lovely founders is going to be helping me to see when people have shared their chat. And I, for some reason, it won't let me drive to share my presentation right away. So you had to see my messy desktop, and I apologize for that, but hopefully y'all have messy desktops too.
Have to see your puppies though.
Yeah, but my puppies, yeah, you'll get to see them a little bit in the presentation too. So I am first and foremost a spiritual woman. I live my life in a way that I am always thinking about and bringing who I am as a spiritual woman to the work that I do. I also do a lot of business coaching, and most of the businesses I work for are quite mission-driven. They're nonprofits or they're social entrepreneurships, small businesses, women-owned, and I work a lot with women leaders. And so as I was preparing for this, I started thinking, what are the principles? What are the basic exercises that I do with businesses on a regular basis or with women business owners that could apply to spiritual growth as well. And so that's really what we're going to be talking about. You should have gotten a PDF, which takes you through this process with some places that you can answer some questions and work on this later after we finish. But we've done our introduction, and this is Mojo, one of my babies, and he's on all my presentations because why not? Dogs make us happy. They actually help relax us. Animals open up our nervous system. We don't feel as guarded, and we're more receptive to new information and new experiences. And so I would love to invite you to set an intention for our time together. Maybe you're a business person and you would like to think of a new way to approach your business. Maybe you don't have anything to do with business and you're looking for some concrete ways to deepen your spiritual practice. But I invite you to set your intentions. What do you hope to get out of the next 30 minutes? And maybe it's just to have fun and relax and not have to think about what's stressing you out today. That's okay too. Whatever your intention that you bring to this is wonderful. We really are only going to talk about two things today. We're going to talk about creating a personal mission statement in the context of what is a mission statement within an organization or business. And then we're going to talk about strategic planning, which is a fancy word in business and nonprofits to talk about drawing a map between where you are and where you want to be. So those are the two things we're going to do together. This was my take a breath time, but Dawn has graciously brought us through the take a breath time. And so I just want to share a few things. Would you share with me in the chat, how many people are in here are business owners or have been business owners? And I mean, that's like loose. You wrote a book, you do readings, you know, whatever, but have business in what you do. And so you can just put like a yes in the chat or raise your hand or, yeah. Okay. So we have some business people in here. Great. So you might learn something that is helpful for you in business, but you're definitely going to learn something that's helpful for you in your spiritual journey. So there's similarities between being a woman in business and being a woman on a spiritual journey. They both require us to understand our goals. What are we hoping to achieve through this process? We have to assess our resources, both internal resources and external resources. And there's challenges along the way on this journey. There's also really complex relationships that we have to navigate. And so it's really actually not very different. Life is all about reaching your potential and interacting with others. And business is all about reaching the business's potential and interacting with others. And so we already set our intentions. Thank you. So the first thing we're going to talk about are mission statements. Has anybody ever written a mission statement before, or do you know what a mission statement is? And you can just do a yes or raise your hand. I did pull up the chat. I can see the chat. So yes, several people have written mission statements before. Several people raising your hand. Okay, great. Thank you. Okay, so in business, a mission statement is mandatory for nonprofits. So when people are working on behalf of the community, it's really important to have a mission statement. It says why you're in existence. What's the purpose of your organization? And it's more than just announcing who you are to people, although that is a big part of it. But when you know your mission, when you know your purpose, it can help you bring your people together. It can guide the decisions that you make. It can help you communicate to stakeholders what your company is all about. Lots of times people have a mission, which is what's your purpose right now, a vision, which is what do you hope to accomplish if you meet your purpose, and values, which I think of as the bumper, was it like the bumper lanes in bowling to keep you and make sure you stay on your narrow path to get where you want to go. I would love to talk about all those today. We don't really have time. So we're going to focus on mission and we're going to look a little bit at values. So as a person, a mission statement is, what is your purpose? What are your values? What are your aspirations? I have had a mission statement for many, many, many years because I am one of those people who loves all the shiny new things and I can get going in 30 different directions. And so having a mission statement for myself helps me remember what is the most important, what is my purpose, what am I meant to do right now in this life. And some of us have that guidance from our divine, and some of us have it from their internal intuition, however you get it. And you might not have it. You might just be perfectly comfortable with manifesting as you manifest. There's no right or wrong way to do this. A personal mission statement, though, allows us to conceptualize it in a way that we can easily remember it and use it kind of as a litmus test for making decisions and for making sure we're staying on that course that we want to stay on. So there's a really easy way to make a mission statement. There's tons of ways to make mission statements, but I just wanted to share this way with you because it is fill in the blank. It really is. You have this in your PDF, in your workbook. I'm going to show the slide again at the end, but I'm going to talk you through what are all of these things. So you don't have to do a mission statement in this format, but I always find it's helpful to have a springboard to jump off of. So to reflect some on, first, what are your values? And so you can find lists of values really anywhere. You Google values and you can come up with all kinds of lists. This is Brené Brown's list because I absolutely adore her. And I like the constellation of words that she uses. And so the first part of a mission statement is really about what are your values and what do your values do to influence your purpose? If you look back on that sheet, which I'm going to show you again, the fill in the blank, what's your unique contribution or strength? And I know you all have many contributions, many strengths. So what is pulling you? What is calling to you? And it might just be intuitive, or you might just know, like maybe you were born knowing what your purpose was. Maybe your purpose shifts over time and over your life. Maybe your purpose is aligned with your spiritual practice. Maybe it's interpersonal. Maybe it has to do with the environment. It can be any of those things. And then what do you hope to achieve? This is almost like the vision of an organization. So are you empowering women? Are you promoting well-being? Are you supporting those who are vulnerable? What is your desired impact or goal that you bring to the world? And then do you have any actions? And what I mean by that is, how will you know that you've done this? Is there something that is your to-do for making sure you do this? So is there a concrete action? Maybe if you want to bring well-being and calm and peace into the world, one of your actions is daily meditation. Maybe if you want to shift the resourcing in your community so that people are housed, you volunteer to do that. So what's the action you're going to put behind your purpose? And then you go back and you fill all those out. So like, for instance, I, Terry, exist to live with compassion and authenticity. I exist to serve by supporting women who are vulnerable and in transition and achieve a more egalitarian, supportive community for women by coaching, by consulting, by supporting. So I just made that up because my mission is actually in a different framework than this. But so you can see how you can kind of put it all together. And of course, it's going to change. But just going through the exercise, it's the process that's the beautiful part. It's not really about the product of your mission statement, although I do tend to keep mine where I can see it and remember it. But it's about the process of thinking deeply about how you want to impact the world right now. When you have a personal mission statement, it allows you to prioritize. Does this new opportunity align with your mission and align with your values? A lot of women, I'm sure none of y'all have this issue, have problems saying no and having boundaries. And so this is magic in terms of helping you to determine, when am I going to say yes and when am I going to say no? What is building and enhancing my life and my community and my mission? And what am I just doing out of obligation or guilt? That's a whole nother presentation. But I imagine if you're like me, you're probably a woman who gives. And this can help you to really channel that energy in a way that is productive for you and that brings love and light in your life because you are spending your time and energy doing the things that are meaningful to you. Okay, so here's Mojo again. I'm a big firm believer in stretching and wiggling every 10 or 15 minutes. So just give yourself a little twisty, extra points if you twist your spine. Ah, wonderful. Thank you for joining me in that lovely stretch. Okay, part two of what we're going to do is we're going to look at what is a strategic plan, which is basically a map. Give me a yes in the comments, in the chat, if you've done a strategic plan before or heard of a strategic plan. I do, as I'm hearing from y'all, I do a lot of strategic planning with nonprofits because it's really important in a way that it isn't as important for businesses. Oh, good, lots of people have done this. It's way more important in a nonprofit to be explicit about your plan, to make sure that you're aligning your resources, you're aligning your programming, you're aligning all of the things with the mission for your organization, because a nonprofit stewards the resources of the community to meet their mission. And so strategic planning, for those of y'all who have not participated, is basically an assessment of where are you today, where do you want to be, and how are you going to get there? So we want everybody on the bus. We want everybody headed to the same destination, and we want the map. We don't want to take side trips that aren't on our agreed upon journey. And so when you're thinking about your spiritual life, you can think about what is your journey. And you can do things that are quite similar to a strategic plan. So what's your market analysis? What is the inward reflection of your life's purpose and your values? Maybe your customer needs are, what is your soul yearning for? What is your heart wanting? And maybe if you think about a product launch, what's a new spiritual practice or discipline you can undertake? I realized recently that I was not spending as much time intentionally receiving spiritual messages. Some people do that through prayer. Some people do that through meditation. Some people do that through journaling. But I realized that I was not taking time to open and receive in a way that I knew I needed to for my own sustenance and for my own ability to show up the way I want to show up in the world. And so I realized that I needed to establish a morning routine, because a morning routine would allow me to start the day off the way I wanted to meet my spiritual goals, to show up as I wanted to show up in the world. And it was a spiritual practice and a discipline that I knew I wanted to put as a part of my daily routine. And so I went through something really quite similar to this to decide, what is it that I'm yearning for? What really do I need? Do I need more reading spiritual books? Do I need more having conversations? And I realized what I needed more was listening. And then how did that align with my values? Well, if I'm centered, if I'm grounded, if I'm listening to spirit as I start the day, then I'm showing up a very, very different person that allows me to open to people in the way that I want to be open to them. And so this process, while it is, you know, kind of regimented in the business world, doesn't have to be. You can think about any time you stop and reflect about what is it that you need, and then how are you going to get from where you are to where you want to be? How are you going to take your values and implement them in a way that's going to be meaningful for your life? That is simply what we're talking about here. And so, you start with an assessment. Where are you? What do you need? What do you want to develop? What's missing? What would bring you joy? What would allow you to thrive and not just make it by? And really spend some time. I invite you to really spend some time to think about that and to spend reflection on what is it really that would be helpful to you as you move into your spiritual growth. And then there is, let's see, I can't remember. I think it's about a 70% greater chance that you will achieve your outcomes if you make a goal and write it down. Does anybody know the exact, it doesn't matter what the exact research says. Basically, the bottom line is, it's great if you think about what you're going to do and what you want to do, but if you write it down and commit to yourself that you're going to do it, your chances of actually doing it dramatically increase. If you stack it in terms of habit stacking onto another thing you're already doing, well, then it exponentially increases in likelihood. So maybe you want to start a new spiritual practice or spend time practicing gratitude or spend time in quiet. Well, if you stack it onto something you're already doing, like maybe one of the things I do is when I brush my teeth in the morning, that's a habit that I have. I do it every single morning. I have my entire life. I add a gratitude practice on top of that. So now I'm brushing my teeth and I'm thinking about the things I'm grateful for. And it just happens. One happens and the other happens. It's just put together. And so I'm able to operationalize it in a way that's successful and meaningful. And then we all want to know where we're going. What's it going to look like when I get there? And I was doing some coaching with a group of women this week, and one of them said, I'm not working in a job anymore where I'm just surviving. I'm only working where they see all of me and I can show up without hiding who I am. And she was working in the domestic violence field, similar to my past career. And when she said that, that was really what got me thinking about the thriving, because I've worked so often with people who are just surviving. And she had declared that she was not showing up and spending her workday in an environment that did not celebrate who she was as a woman, who she was as a Black woman, who she was as an emotional woman, who she was as a spiritual woman. And she was like, no, if you can't take it, if you can't take me as I am, I'm finding some other place to go. So I just tell that story as both an inspiration and what do you want? What's your goal? What would make you be able to show up in a way that feels embodied and divine? So as we, I'm doing so well, I've got 8 minutes left. As we wrap up, I just want to offer a couple of key takeaways from our little time together. So intentionally planning helps you be more successful. If you can set clear goals, if you can define your path, if you can even decide what kind of car you want to travel in. I like convertibles myself, but you do you on your journey from where you are to where you want to be. I just invite you to be intentional about that. Be intentional. Be intentional about where you want to go. And then think about what's your mission? What's your higher purpose? And again, you don't have to have a lofty, I want to change the world or I want to save all the people or whatever. Maybe your mission is just to show up in a way that's honest and true in all your interactions. Maybe your mission is to be present when you're with people and not multitask so that they can see the joy and the beauty of your relationship with them. Your mission can be anything that lights you on fire. And so use your mission to help you align your priorities, your time, and your decisions with what you value. And then finally, if you can, make your journey focused and purposeful. Now, I am all about not always being focused and purposeful. If you're focused and purposeful, it doesn't mean you can't have fun. You can still have fun. But if you can get a sense of a plan of how you're going to get somewhere, if you don't have a plan, if you don't know where you're going, then you're just meandering. And that might be okay. Or you might, for your own well-being, for your own manifestation in the world, you might want a path. And if you want a path, planning it can really help you be fully present for it. So those are the few takeaways. I'm going to stop sharing. I am 5 minutes early to give us a little bit more time to talk because I really want to hear from y'all. What do you think? What is going through your head? Have you created a path for yourself and how's that working for you? Or do you feel inspired to do something differently just by hearing somebody else's words and about my journey? I promise if you unmute and somebody else does too, somebody will stop talking. So nobody will talk over each other. So I just invite you to unmute and ask any questions or share anything about your experience.
Great presentation. I really enjoyed it. Terry, my question has to do with bright and shiny objects. you know, and I don't even mean just like unfulfilling distractions, like all these amazing things that we can do and want to do. What do you suggest that we do about that?
Yeah. So I think there's time for bright and shiny, and there's time for doing what you intend to do. And so I try to give myself some bright and shiny time every day because that is important to me. It is. I have to grow. I have to learn every day. I have to be exposed to new things. I don't like doing the same thing over and over. So for my personality, I have to. But if I was spending all my time doing bright and shiny, which I have before, and I realize, ooh, that's taking time away from my spiritual practice, or ooh, that's taking time away from my family. That's when I have to say, ooh, bright and shiny needs to come back a little bit because it's getting in the way of my bigger priorities.
Thank you.
It's all a balance. I mean, it's juggling. There's never equilibrium. You're always juggling all the things.
Thank you.
Wayna, I want to call on you because this is your first time here. Thanks for raising your hand. You want to come on screen?
It's okay. I raised my hand accidentally, I should say. Oh. But I like what you said. Juggling is normal. Mm-hmm. I like that because I think, I know with me, I spend so much time with the equilibrium, trying to make things right and make things straight. But juggling is normal. I like that. Thank you.
Sorry for calling on you and putting you on the spot.
I walked into that.
Gloria, I think you've got your hand up. And then Jolene next.
Well, if we're looking at the bright and shiny, I just realized that, I mean, I've been a lifelong learner for over 30 years, I would say. And I think that I look for the bright and shiny in new ways of expressing the same kinds of transformative thoughts. I mean, I think I survived COVID by taking lots of online courses, for example. Mm-hmm. So I you know, and actually I just kind of, I'm under a new opportunity of offering people the opportunity of accessing over 300 online courses in this online course industry, which is a $1 billion a day industry.
Yeah.
So
what I would say is for some of us, lifelong learning is essential to our growth. It's essential to our spiritual the way we show up in the world. I just want to make sure everybody gets a chance. Jolene, am I pronouncing your name right?
Yes, and I am impressed you did the first time around. I would say ditto for everything that's been said. And as well as in this materialistic society of ours and keeping up with the Joneses, how do we continue to work towards the to differentiate desire between need, and how do we work towards that thresh of survival so that we can really know that this is all that I need, so that I can then work towards the rest of society and creating that level of bringing and having us meet the haves with the have-nots, if you will.
Yeah. I have a rule for buying something, and I have a rule for saying yes, and it's the same rule. And the rule is, I'm not allowed to say yes, and I'm not allowed to buy something until the next day. So that way I can go back and make sure either the commitment I'm committing to or the thing that I want, that I think I need, that I can put it against my values and put it against my needs, put it against my wants, and then decide whether it's something that is in alignment or not. And so I just invite you to take a pause. So often we think if somebody asks us or if we feel an urge to do something, we have to act immediately. But part of your spiritual journey is to know when to pause.
Thank you. And I did that with my child, that she would say, I'm hungry, but she would be hungry for a specific thing. And I would always save her leftovers from the previous meal, because my thought was, well, if you're really hungry, you will have what was left over from the previous meal.
Right. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. Hey, Peggy, you've got your hand up too.
Yeah, I so resonate with the idea of thriving and not just surviving. I have a practice I do with my girlfriend, some of my girlfriends, where we'll say, you know, what do you sense God doing in your life at this time? And almost to a person over the last year, they've all said, I am supposed to stop striving so hard. It's not supposed to be this hard, and less efforting and more receiving. Women seem like we're terrible at receiving. And when you talk about shiny objects, one of my friends has this great line when I'll say, like, she doesn't ever allow herself to say she's busy. She'll just say, you know what? It's just too much of all the stuff I love. Yeah. Like, I've gotten to, so many of us are at this point in our careers where we really have created amazing portfolios. It really is. It's just too much of all the stuff we love. Yeah. And figuring out which one of those things would have the most impact for other people then.
Yes.
Like, what a luxury choice point.
Yeah.
So that's, I just resonate with the idea. It's just, we're not supposed to just survive anymore.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. I really have shifted my identity. I'm not a busy woman anymore. And so I don't ever claim to be a busy woman. I am a woman who has time for deep connections and authentic relationships. Mm-hmm. I've shifted my identity. I'm not a busy woman anymore. Oh, how am I doing on time? How are we doing? Do we have time for me to just say one more quick thing?
Yes. Okay. And then so, we will. Yes.
Have y'all heard of the NAP ministry with Trisha Hersey? Is a activist. She's an artist. She is a theologian. And she has created an initiative called the NAP ministry. And it's anti-racist, anti-sexist, anti-capitalist NAP, like NAP ministry. And all of her messages are about we deserve rest. God has created us as creatures who deserve to take care of ourselves. I don't have her cards, but she has a deck of cards that you can buy. She has a book, and then you can subscribe. So it's Tricia, T-R-I-C-I-A, Hersey. I'll put it in the chat when I'm finished talking. The NAP, as in sleep, ministry. So I'll leave you with that. Amazing resource. And thank you so much for spending time with me today. And thank you, New World Women, for giving me the opportunity to connect with all these amazing people.
We wish to show our heartfelt appreciation for Terry Allred. Terry, thank you. It's beautiful. And we felt your heart in your presentation. So thank you.
Thank you. We love you.
Please visit newworldwomen.com to learn more about our exciting collaboration and how it can support you and other women in your life. We would love to welcome you into our first founder circle, which you can explore on our site. If you like Collaboration is Queen, please give us a 5-star rating and tell your friends. Thank you, and remember to keep your crown ready so women can collaborate to create a new world for themselves and for our world, a world of love, inclusion, collaboration, and abundance.